souls. In Psalm 147, he wrote, "Praise the Lord, how good it is to sing praises to our God. He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds." So why don't I try singing praises to God as I drive to work this week? My spirits will be lifted, and I'll learn to sing better, too. Singing God's praise is good for us, and that's good news. I'm John Schmidt, Senior Pastor of Centerpoint, centeringlives.com.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Dixie Electric.
Noble here with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. We are looking for the oldest air conditioner, water heater, and electrical panel in our service area. Enter today at calldixie.com/oldest contest.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Wind advisory in effect for winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour today as this storm system moves in. Showers and thunderstorms become likely, particularly by later on this afternoon and this evening. A few of the storms could be strong. Make sure you keep our weather app handy. It will instantly alert you to any severe weather watches or warnings for your location. Locally heavy downpours with today's high in the upper 60s. Colder tonight. The rain ends in the wee hours of the morning. Maybe a snow flurry on the back end of it in the middle of the night. Low 37. Tomorrow, windy, cold. High temperature only 48, down to about 30 on Thursday night. Friday, a very chilly day. I think we make it up to maybe 47 for a high, down to the 20s on Friday night. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the low 50s, and up to about 54 with more sun on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
ASC Credit Union, offering 90-day no-pay auto loans. Buy that ride today and pay nothing for 90 days. Offer expires March 31st, 2019. Other terms and conditions may apply, subject to change without notice. Contact a representative for further details. Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your credit union.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friend Riley Manning at Riley Manning Painting. When you've been the gold standard in the painting contracting business for 49 years like Riley Manning Painting, you learn a thing or two about customer satisfaction and getting the job right. That's why he offers the Riley Manning Painting Guarantee. You pay only after the job is complete and only after you are satisfied. Every Riley Manning job comes with that A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and trained professional painters. Give Riley Manning a call today, 799-1284, 799-1284, or check him out online, RileyManningPainting.com.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise, and they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
It's been raining for weeks. Help! With all our companies since Thanksgiving, our carpets are just about destroyed.
If your carpet looks terrible after all the rain and holiday traffic, Peaches and Clean can make it look great again. Now's the time to take advantage of Peaches' one-time-a-year special. Two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. That's two rooms of carpet cleaned for only $99. Visit peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com. Special not valid with any other coupon or discount. You must mention January special when booking. Good only in the Montgomery Tri-County area and Lee County.
Think Local is a state of mind at Guardian Credit Union. It's about community and what you do with it. Think starting a new car or starting a family. Think new home or update the one you love. Think walking down the aisle and happily ever after. These milestones make life worth living, and we have what it takes to help you along the way. Think Local. Think Guardian.
Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 912-756.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon. Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM. Now, here's Baron and Jack.
I love the tight bass line in this song. The great irony of all music is the most important person in the band is the one no one thinks about. The bass player. The bass player is the most important person on the stage. The guy singing, I mean, anybody can sing. To create a boom, 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 that keeps your body moving. And the bass is what gets that booty moving back and forth, right? The lead guitar, he gets to dance all over the place and make crazy faces. The singer gets all the girls, but the bass player, he's the one that gets the booty moving back and forth. You gotta love the bass player. Listen to that tight bass line. Without that bass line, you're not moving to this song. You're confused by it. With the bass line, you can dance to it. All right, our number, 272-9228. 272-9228. 7 minutes after 10 o'clock. I never even got into the product. I'll do it quickly since the segment's over. But these pre-infected tissues, this is what I was talking about. Everybody's freaking out about the flu this year. And some people will get a flu. I mean, you'll get the flu. The best thing you can do to lessen your likelihood of getting it, not decrease to zero, but the best thing you can do to lessen your likelihood to get it is to have already started a month or two ago building up your vitamin D reserves. 5 to 10,000 IU a day. And it's as effective, studies show, as flu shots. You don't have the toxicity of flu shots. You don't have to inject something into your body that was made in a lab in China that if there's something wrong with it, you can't sue. What if it's a bad batch and it kills you? Too bad. You're out of luck.
It's for the greater good, Baron.
Yeah. You know, when you sacrifice people for the greater good, sounds like the Aztecs. Doesn't sound like modern medicine. Anyway. Pre-infected tissues can claim to help you prepare for flu season. These tissues, it's absolutely the craziest thing I've ever heard of, but I would trust these over flu shot. These tissues have a sneeze already in each tissue. Not an actual sneeze, but the chemicals that make up your sneeze, the virus particles and all the immune stuff that's in your nose and all the, it's all already infused into the tissue. So that when you sneeze into the tissue or you rub it on your eyes or get it under your fingers or get it up in your nose, get it on your mouth, you ingest those particles. This is the idea behind this. And it helps you build up, allegedly, all this stuff in your body. Now, I don't know whether this is true. That sounds crazy. Sounds like voodoo science, but so is the flu shot. So if you're willing to trust the voodoo science of the flu shot, then why not the... sneeze in a box? $80 a box, those things will run you. $80 a box. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All right. Our number, 272-9228. Every time I play Grease, I get people that love Grease is the Word. Every time I play it, I get people saying that they love that song. I don't know if it's the actual song or if it's the nostalgia of the movie or the era. But everybody loves Grease is the Word by Frankie Valli. Saints fans filing lawsuit to replay the NFC Championship game. As a lawyer, I love seeing the creative use of the law. But as a lawyer, I also don't like abusing the legal process. It causes people to lose faith in the law. It causes people to lose faith when people file lawsuits. This is a Guardian piece here. Rule 17, Section 2, Article 1 of the NFL Guidelines state that the commissioner has, quote, the sole authority to investigate and take appropriate disciplinary or corrective measures if any club action, non-participant interference, or calamity occurs during an NFL game, which the commissioner deems so extraordinarily unfair or outside the accepted tactics encountered in professional football that such action has a major effect on the result of the game. I believe that's what happened here. I called immediately for the game to be stopped. The NFL should have stopped the game dead in its tracks and forced the NFL officials to get the call correct. That call was so egregious and so important. The wrong team is going to the Super Bowl. We will never know what would have happened if the New Orleans Saints went to the Super Bowl against the New England Patriots. We will never know. If the Rams win, it's basically going to have an asterisk next to it for all time. Their fans will still buy the gear and the records will still show it and Jared Goff will still be a Super Bowl winning quarterback. But we will never know what would have happened if the New Orleans Saints had gone to the Super Bowl, the team that should have gone. But I think this is a ridiculous lawsuit at the same time. News Talk, who's this?
This is Biloxi Gab.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, you changed a subject.
You can go back. It's Friday-ish. You can go back.
Okay. Yeah. No, I got a lot to say about that Saints game, too. Boy, I'm mad at, you know. Anyway, I got to watch my language. I got to be real careful how I talk.
You had Saints minus three, I'm guessing.
No, I don't bet. I don't bet on that. No. I always look for, like, your Alcorn States and your Gramblins and your Troys.
They're not playing this time of year.
I understand, but those are the ones where you make the money at. I don't know. I don't. That's a whole different discussion. Anyway,
okay.
So I got to be careful how I do this now, because the victim does not want to be identified. But so this old woman in County Downs is minding her own business, and the alarm goes off. And, of course, she's got cameras and all that. So she looks at it, and this part ain't really all that important. But anyway, they were trying to kick in the front door, and the security system, they call it in to the Montgomery Police Department, and they say, you know, it's a home invasion is what it is. So, and, of course, he's on camera and all that, and they run off, blah, blah, blah. And it's not a very big guy. So, you know, it was kind of short, whatever. And he was trying to hide his face from the cameras with a hoodie. And anyway, 25 minutes later, the police show up. Well, the victim is in the house waiting for the police. They're looking for the police. And 25 minutes later, they show up. They don't pull in the driveway. Of course, it's got a wall around the house and all that. There's only one door that's even available to try to come through, and it's got two security doors on it. You ain't getting through it with a battering ram. Anyway, the police officer gets out, walks up to the door, ding-dong, one time. They knock now, so the doorbells don't work. Goes ding-dong. The victim is like 15 feet away from the door, so they got to walk to the door and unlock the door. The police officer was already back in the car. They had to open both doors and wave and yell and flag them down. They were taken off. So he walks back up and yeah, whatever. And then they're leaving. And of course, the victim says, well, I might need a police report because the security company's coming out today to check for damage, but I think it's the vibration on the door that set it off. Anyway, and he said, oh, no, don't worry about it. We'll look for him. Did not want to take the refused to take the report. Wouldn't take it. So that's my experience with the MPD from.
How long ago was this?
4:40 yesterday afternoon.
Oh, I'm sorry that happened. Where about in town?
The 400 block of Derby Lane in County Downs.
That's crazy.
Yep. They've already called the president of the County Downs Homeowner Association and the treasurer and something. And I said, call them, get an incident report. I would. But anyway, no, this is what they say. They don't want to make the police mad. No, they don't want to make the police mad. That's fine. And so that's my
I'm sorry you went through that. It is terrible.
Yeah.
It is terrible.
I wasn't there, but.
Well, but you see,
I know very well what happened.
Yeah. All right, well.
Anyway, just wanted to let y'all know that. I put it on Facebook yesterday. A lot of people, but that's how they keep the numbers down.
I gotta go look at it. What are people saying?
Yeah, they just they're told just keep the numbers down. That's what they do. They do a good job of it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, thanks.
All right, thanks, man. Bye.
Well, we got a whole round of people running for mayor. Maybe somebody will get to the bottom of it. I doubt it, but maybe someone will get to the bottom of it. You know, I've been getting spammed every day. Our fax machine here at. At Blue Water Broadcasting has been getting spammed every day by the Alabama Scholarship Fund. Now, I was under the impression that it was called the Alabama Opportunity Scholarship Fund. They've changed names. That did not get past me. It might get past lesser journalists, reporters, news analyzers, talk show hosts, or interested observers, but it did not get past this one. Your humble host noticed that it's now called the Alabama Scholarship Fund, not the Alabama Opportunity Scholarship Fund. Why is that important? Well, name changes matter in the corporate world, in the nonprofit world. Name changes matter. Name changes matter. Was there something wrong with the other organization that it had to be changed? I mean, is it just a simple name change just for ease? But they were pretty well branded, the Opportunity Scholarship Fund. Now they're just the Alabama Scholarship Fund. I think it's the same group. I actually need to check that out. I think it's the same group. Bob Riley's group? I don't know. Maybe somebody else is playing off the name. In which case, it's confusing, and they need to file a lawsuit and get the trademark protected. Aggressively. protected. We'll be back in 16, 17 minutes after 10 o'clock.
Across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Advertising drives the local economy. If you own a business, radio advertising puts you in the spotlight while amplifying everything you do. Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help you grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
The Dampier Law Firm, PC 55 North Section Street, Fairhope, Alabama, is responsible for this advertisement. No representation is made that the quality of the legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers. Attention all active or retired military. If you are diagnosed with tinnitus or hearing loss after using yellow and black or yellow and olive dual-ended earplugs, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. These earplugs permitted damaging sounds to enter the ear canal. If you served in the military and were later diagnosed with hearing loss or tinnitus, call 800-381-5928 right now to see if you qualify for significant cash compensation. The manufacturer knew of the defect but did not warn its customers. Complaints allege that the manufacturer manipulated test results to make it appear that the plugs met government standards. If you deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan anytime from 2003 through 2015 and are now suffering from diagnosed hearing loss or tinnitus, you may be entitled to significant cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928 right now. Hurry, time is limited. Call 800-381-5928 now to see if you qualify for cash compensation. Call 800-381-5928. That's 800-381-5928. 800-381-5928. 15928.
I got a text from someone who claims to be a lesser informed talk show host.
I wouldn't admit that.
I won't admit your name because then people will know you consider yourself less informed.
Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in. 272-9228. My friends over at Chippewa Charm Tree Service are incredible. Tom and Augustine Duncan, guys. By all means, when you have the opportunity, get by the telephone and talk to Tom and Augustine Duncan. 328-2484. 328-2484. Tree cutting season is just around the corner. In fact, it's here. I saw a tree service in my neighborhood trimming trees just yesterday. And the whole time I was thinking, my goodness, I wish they'd have called Tom and Augustine Duncan. I saw this other company, I don't know who it was, sent out two guys with a chainsaw and a hacksaw. And they were out there trying to trim trees. And I thought, these people have no idea what they're doing. I mean, they're like standing on the limb that they're cutting. And I thought, you know, this is a lawsuit waiting to happen. You know, Tom and Augustine Duncan, they're licensed, they're insured, they've got 15-plus years of experience, they got a great reputation. Don't trust your yard. Don't trust your beautiful trees. Don't trust your liability to just anyone. You call people I recommend. Tom and Augustine Duncan, 328-2484. 328-2484, Chippewa Charm Tree Service. Check them out on Facebook, too. Check them out on Facebook. All right, our number, 272-9228 if you want to get in. 272-9228. China has a great app. China has a great app. I'm glad we don't have it here in the United States. I think we call that satire. I didn't expect you to read it on the air. Well, this person who clearly is not a lesser talk show host. He's a good friend of mine, and he's a great talk show host for a long time in this area. clearly is not a lesser talk show host. I thought that was funny. That's why I read it out loud. I saw the satire and humor. I assumed my audience would as well. China has a great app. I hope nobody in the United States gets a mind to put this app together. But think about the profit. Now, I'm going to give some scumbag an idea here. Listen to what this app does, and just know that you can publicly find a lot of this information available publicly, and you could build an app that does the same thing, and then you could charge people to have their name removed from the app. Now, listen to what the app does. I wish I was a scumbag. I'd make so much money if I was a scumbag. I get all these ideas for scummy ways to make money, and then I think I can't do that. But I'll give you guys the scummy idea. Don't say I never gave you anything. I want to see you guys racing to develop this app. And when you make millions of dollars, don't forget my kids. They're hungry. China starts a debt-shaming app. A new app in China by Chinese authorities warns users if you're walking near someone in debt. So you get on the train and you open up your debt-shaming app and you look around and you point it and it tells you if you're near someone and how far away they are and where they're sitting and all that stuff. If you're in a crowded restaurant, say you go to Midtown Pizza Kitchen for lunch, no deadbeats would go there, but let's just say one wandered in. You pull out your handy dandy debt shaming app and it'll tell you someone behind you or somebody in front of you or somebody left or I don't know how closely, how accurate it is, but they'll tell you if that person's in debt, where they are. That's crazy. The program is called the Map of Deadbeat Debtors. And it flashes a warning if someone in debt is within a 500-meter radius, showing their exact location according to a screenshot of the app. And the screenshot is scary. I think you could make a lot of money on this. Not that people would pay you to download the app and see where deadbeats are around them, but to pay people to take their name off the app. Right? Pay people to take their name off the app. Right, what if you go in for a job interview and your boss, as soon as you walk in, your prospective boss's phone, you're going to grab the phone? No, deadbeat, get the hell out of here. Boss, we hit it off. I thought you liked my resume. Get out of here. Deadbeat. I mean, I would pay to take my name out of there if I needed to. The app allows people to, quote, whistleblow on debtors capable of paying their debts. It's part of measures to enforce rulings that create a socially credible environment, said a spokesperson for the Higher People's Court of Hebei, whatever that is. That's incredible. That is incredible. You could make a fortune on that. That's what they do with those mugshot websites. You know what I'm talking about? That's what they do with those mugshot websites. They pay you to take your name off of them. You have to pay them to take your name off of them. So if you get pulled over for DUI, or you get pulled over, or you get, you know, got a gun and you're a felon, you're not supposed to, or you, you know, get arrested for whatever, you know, minor in possession, that'll be on the internet forever. And if you don't want prospective employers seeing, and they pay to have their results pop up at the top. So when you Google your new date or your new employee or your new son-in-law, you Google that person and their mugshot shows up. And I don't know. I've never had a mugshot. I'll tell that story. It's been a while. Do they tell you not to smile in a mugshot? Do they tell you not to smile? Because nobody smiles in these mugshots. I figured you'd want to smile, like a class photo or something. You don't look so bad, because that's what they're going to put on WSFA. That's what they're going to put up there. St. Louis County will stop prosecuting marijuana possession under 100 grams. Now, I'm all for not prosecuting simple possession of marijuana, but do you guys have any idea how much 100 grams of pot is? That's almost 4 ounces. If you're toting a quarter pound of pot, that ain't for you. That ain't for you. 100 grams of marijuana? That's a lot of weed. A lot of weed. That's like a gallon Ziploc bag full of dope. I'm not sure that's you know. Declining processing those cases or designing, prosecuting those cases. I will say this. Well, I'm not going to say it. It might affect my career in the future. Our number, 272-9228, if you want to get in, 272-9228. I don't disagree with this opinion. I'll say that. I don't disagree with this policy. Some judges, though, make you shake your head. This is a mother arrested after a newborn found dead in a trash can at Amazon. You talk about a total disrespect for life this country has fostered. Janitorial staff member found a dead baby in a trash can while changing the bag at an Amazon warehouse, and the newborn's mother was arrested. Samantha Vivier, 22 years old, been charged with unlawful disposal of human remains. What a sanitary way to say the woman chucked her baby into a trash can. There ought to be a crime that says chucking baby into trash can. Make it sound gruesome, so when they read the charges at the arraignment, it sounds bad. Unlawful disposal of human remains. Hell, that sounds like she was the tooth fairy and threw the teeth in the garbage disposal or something. Unlawful disposal of human remains. That's what I do when I clip my fingernails. I dispose of human remains. I clip my fingernails. I usually do it in the car. And then I, like, throw them out the window while I'm driving, or I'll get somewhere in a parking lot and I'll brush them into the parking lot. I dispose of my human remains. I don't chuck babies into trash cans, though. Sounds like a sanitary way to say you chucked a baby into a trash can. First responders say the baby girl, who appeared close to full term, was beyond resuscitation when they arrived. She was described as unresponsive and cold. In court paperwork, now I'm going to go ahead and tell you, my BS meter is just blaring at this point. If I knew where the BS meter was in the studio, I would turn it on, and then I would read the segment, and I would see if the BS meter went and played. But I'm not exactly sure where the BS meter is. But if I knew, I would put it in there. Do you know where it is, Rich Thomas?
Nope.
I didn't think you did. Is it this one?
Not that.
Oh. Is there anything you can tell me?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. You can go now.
Cool.
All right. Here is the paragraph that I would find not credible. In court paperwork, Vivier stated she didn't know she was pregnant and didn't have any signs to that effect other than gaining about 15 pounds. She told police she had not visited a doctor in the previous year for any kind of medical checkup. She told investigators she panicked after giving birth and hid the newborn in the trash can to keep it from being discovered, particularly by the baby's father. I don't believe anything she just said. Except maybe the last part. She didn't want the baby discovered by the baby's father. I know that there's an MTV show out there about not knowing you're pregnant. And I know there'll be someone out there that claims it's possible that you can be pregnant and not know it. But my wife has been pregnant 9 times and delivered 7 children. I don't believe it's possible or likely or it happens very often at all, if it happens at all, that you go 9 months without menstruating, that you don't feel any movement from the baby, that you don't feel the belly tightening, the breast swelling, and the nipples changing colors and all the things that happen. You women know this happens. I just don't believe it. I refuse to believe it. There are so many changes that take place in a pregnancy that goes to 8 months or 9 months. There are so many changes that go on with the body. I do believe some people live in denial. I do believe some people are mentally ill. Mentally ill enough to chuck a baby in a trash can after it's born. But maybe in some weird, twisted way, you can be so mentally ill that you can ignore every change going on in the body, all of the motion you feel with being pregnant, and have no idea you're pregnant until the moment of delivery. Maybe you can be that mentally ill. But that person, if you're that mentally ill, has no business walking around working anywhere. Particularly if she chucks babies in trash cans. Here is what the judge had to say, and I dropped my jaw, and I couldn't get it off the floor. I haven't closed my mouth since I read this morning. Here's what the judge said during Vivier's initial court appearance Tuesday night. While it may be offensive to people to assume that you just wrapped up a baby and put it in the trash can, at this point, there is nothing indicating that you actually harmed that baby, said the judge during Vivier's initial court appearance Tuesday night. There's nothing indicating you actually harmed that baby, except the fact that she chucked it in a trash can. If the baby was already dead, if she delivered a stillbirth, might she have alerted authorities? Might she have alerted authorities and said, "Look, I didn't know I was pregnant. I delivered in the bathroom, and it's stillborn. Come pick up the remains. Do whatever it is you guys do." Know what I mean? I mean, think about it. Nothing indicating you actually harmed the baby, except for the fact that you threw it in a trash can. She probably suffocated the kid before she threw it in the trash can. And here is what I don't understand. In this country, there are people who argue that you can half deliver a baby, cut its neck open with the scissors and sever its spinal cord and suck out its brain, and that's legal and lawful and not killing a baby. There are people who argue that. Where are these people today on a story like this? Why are they not out there protesting this woman's? Why are they not out there protesting this woman's arrest and saying all she did was abort her child? She just happened to do it at the moment of delivery instead of an hour before delivery or a minute before delivery. This is just an abortion. This is what abortion is. Taking a baby and killing it. That's what abortion is. That's what she did. If she's a monster, so is everyone else that does it. 34 minutes after 10 o'clock.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Are there places in your home where the Wi-Fi is really, really slow?
Then you need high-speed internet and whole home Wi-Fi from WOW. Our new whole home Wi-Fi uses powerful access points that bring strong Wi-Fi to every corner of your home. No slow zones, no dead zones, just WOW zones. Get 100 meg internet for $39.99 per month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement and add whole home Wi-Fi for $14.99 per month. Call 1-855-GO-4-WOW-6 or visit wowway.com to learn more. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on the Alabama River. I want to jump into some big news this week. I'll be going to Memphis this week to pick up a prestigious award from the Blues Foundation. Capitol Oyster Bar has won a KBA award. That's a Keeping the Blues Alive award from the Blues Foundation up in Memphis. We're being honored. I want to make sure all my customers that have supported us are a part of this, because we've been doing this blues for a long time and we've been honored. But all my customers that have pitched in and helped support this live music on Sunday afternoons, and just want to tell y'all thank you. And now we'll go ahead and tell you about this Sunday. Papa Chubby from up in New York's coming. That's right. The Papa Chubby bringing his band down south and be coming by the Capitol Oyster Bar this Sunday at 5. You can check that all out at CapitolOysterBar.com or go to my Facebook page, and all that will tell you about how the menu. We got cooking up good fresh seafood from the Gulf. Told you amberjack season is open this whole month, and so we'll be getting fresh amberjack and loading up on that and getting you all kind of fresh seafood. So y'all come down here soon and come hungry.
From the Fox Business Network, a rally on Wall Street a day after a snap in its winning streak brought on by jitters.
from fears of slowing global economic growth. Today, stocks getting a lift from better-than-expected earnings from companies like United Technologies and Comcast. Big Blue shares also in the green today after IBM reported stronger-than-expected earnings late Tuesday. China will surpass the U.S. to become the top retail market in the world, according to data from eMarketer. Experts say China's market will exceed the U.S. by $100 billion this year. And free bacon alert, McDonald's announcing next Tuesday for an hour, it's giving away free bacon at participating stores around the country. It's to highlight the chain's new thick-cut applewood smoked bacon. So set those alarms for 4 to 5 p.m. local. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Lillian Wu.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, or frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled streak-free, long-lasting all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, right now offering top pay of 45.5 cents per mile and quarterly and annual safe driving bonuses. Apply today at WileySanders.com.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Wind advisory in effect for winds gusting as high as 30 miles per hour today as this storm system moves in. Showers and thunderstorms become likely, particularly by later on this afternoon and this evening. A few of the storms could be strong. Make sure you keep our weather app handy. It will instantly alert you to any severe weather watches or warnings for your location. Locally heavy downpours with today's high in the upper 60s. Colder tonight. The rain ends in the wee hours of the morning. Maybe a snow flurry on the back end of it in the middle of the night. Low 37. Tomorrow, windy, cold, high temperature only 48, down to about 30 on Thursday night. Friday, a very chilly day. I think we make it up to maybe 47 for a high, down to the 20s on Friday night. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high in the low 50s, and up to about 54 with more sun on Sunday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Heirloom Jewelers, specializing in antique and estate jewelry, diamonds, high-end watches, and more. Buy, sell, and trade with Heirloom Jewelers on Vaughn Road, and find Heirloom Jewelers on Facebook.
Guys, 21 minutes to the top of the hour. My friends over at Cornerstone Managing General Agency just want to get in your business and save you some money. That's it. Not get in your business. I mean, that sounds kind of harsh, but they want to come to your business, come to your office, sit down for a few minutes, not a long meeting, talk about the benefits you presently offer your employees, and then see if they can beat the price. See if they can beat the price. It doesn't cost you anything. They're telling me, based on their success rate right now, of the businesses of this audience who are calling Cornerstone Managing General Agency, and many of you have, but all of you need to, because they're telling me somewhere between 70 and 90% are saving money. Now, a lot of you just think, well, that's a hassle. Some of these businesses, they're telling me, are saving $10,000, $50,000 a year, $100,000 a year, $500,000 a year. I don't care if you're a big business or a small business in the River Region. If you can save $10,000 or $500,000, that's real money. That's real money. And you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone and call Cornerstone Managing General Agency, 356-1502, 356-1502, 356-1502, and... Interesting. And get them on the phone. Someone just sent me something that's very, very interesting. And it captured my attention talking about Cornerstone Managing General Agency. You can also check them out online, cornerstonemga.com. Cornerstonemga.com. This is interesting, interesting, interesting. I need more information about this. All right. Our number, 272-9228, 272-9228, if you want to get in. Man, you know, sometimes you get something on a text message and just completely captures your whole brain. We got a professor at an elite university here in
these United States of America, the University of Pennsylvania, which just so happens to be at the University of Pennsylvania,
the alma mater of our president of the United States, the University of Pennsylvania. That's where the God Emperor went. You know, I lived in Pennsylvania, and people, when they talk about the University of Pennsylvania, don't say it like you and I do. We down here say, oh, the University of Pennsylvania. They say, the University of Pennsylvania. They go all mid-Atlantic. They sound like Bill Buckley. Though the mouths quit working, darling, when they talk about the University of Pennsylvania. There was a time at the University of Pennsylvania when crew, the rowing teams, were top of the nation. But you see, things change. But the crew houses, the rowing houses, still look beautiful as you go down 76 towards that god-awful middle of Pennsylvania, central PA, Harrisburg, Dauphin County. It's awful. The University of Pennsylvania, darling, is where the elite are trained in the state. It's right in downtown Pittsburgh. They play basketball at the Palestra. There's nothing better than the Palestra if you go to the University of Pennsylvania. We don't win the Big Five every year, but, you know, we have back in the 1920s. That's when the country was right. The God Emperor went to the University of Pennsylvania. We would call it the University of Pennsylvania. The University of Pennsylvania. Here is the headline in Campus Reform. .com. Professor goes after Covington kid and, quote, smiling face of whiteness. The smiling face of whiteness in response to the kids in the MAGA hats at the Lincoln Memorial waiting for the bus to pick them up. Here's what she said. I'm gonna take this phone call in a second, but I want to tell people, get off of Twitter. Get off of Twitter. I have a Twitter account. I maintain my Twitter name. I've deleted most of the content off of it. And I just don't want someone else taking my name. I don't want to close it and then someone steal, because it's my name. It's Baron Coleman on Twitter, at Baron Coleman. I don't want someone to steal my name and then parade around as me. So I've kept the account in order to keep my name. That's what happens when you're an early adopter like they are at the University of Pennsylvania. You get to keep your name. You get your actual name. Just like my email address is one of these famous email programs. It's my actual name. I learned it at the University of Pennsylvania. I drove past the University of Pennsylvania one time. They wouldn't let me in. Here's what she said on Twitter. Get off Twitter, people. Famous people should not be on Twitter unless your name is Donald J. Trump. Whiteness endlessly forgives its own transgressions. According to University of Pennsylvania Associate Professor Ebony Elizabeth Thomas, who wrote on Sunday about the confrontation between Covington Catholic High School student Nick Sandman and Native American Nathan Phillips, who, by the way, lied about his military service. He was fundraising, telling people he was a Vietnam veteran. He was not. Never served in Vietnam. And they kept calling him a tribal elder. I saw Mark Stein last night on Tuckface, Tucker Carlson, and he had a great point. The guy was born in 1955. He's at most a tribal late middle-aged man, not a tribal elder. Tribal elder, you get this idea that he sleeps in a teepee, and there's billowing clouds of smoke coming out of the top of it, and when he wants to communicate to his neighbors, he puts a blanket over the smoke and sends up signals. He's a tribal elder. He's outside, with a buffalo hide as we speak. Tanning the hide so that he has some chaps to wear during the winter when he mounts his horse bareback and takes his long bow on a hunt. That's what, I mean, a tribal elder? Was he wearing moccasins? It's not possible. They just dubbed him the tribal elder. He looks old. I mean, he looks older than he is, but he's not. It's like some of those people that look, you know, some people look younger than they are, some people look older than they are. You see them. I met a woman last night, 78 years old, she claims, did not look over 60. It's incredible how some people age. I hope I'm blessed that way. Anyway, University of Pennsylvania Associate Professor Ebony Elizabeth Thomas wrote on Sunday about the confrontation between Nick Sandman and Nathan Phillips. Here's her quote. It rarely, if ever, gives those of us it harms and maims and kills time to process our motions. She meant emotions. Oh, did I mention she teaches in the Graduate School of Education? You forgive us, right? You have to forgive us. Understanding will make it better. Reconciliation, diversity, inclusion, she continued, conveying what she suggests to be the attitude of most white people. According to Thomas, quote, the smiling face of whiteness is one that always hides a knife behind its back. The knife says this, you must forgive us, you must educate us, or else. Usually that or else happens anyway, the professor adds. But it will assuredly happen unless you kiss whiteness's ring. I do this from time to time. I want you to imagine an alternative universe where a white professor, not at the University of Pennsylvania, but a white professor at Hillsdale College, college known for conservatism, writes on Twitter a screed about blackness and about some things about black culture. Pick your thing, whatever it is. And he goes on, he talks about how black culture is always wanting this or that or the other, or they'll mug you. And they'll probably mug you anyway. Because that's what she said. You must forgive us, you must educate us, or else. Usually that or else happens anyway. You know when, like the Ring doorbell commercials? Or any home security alarm commercial comes on? You ever notice something striking about every criminal in those commercials? You ever notice something? They always share something in common. They always have the same immutable characteristic. Every potential vandal, robber, rapist, guy at the window with a knife who runs away because of the security system or the outdoor lighting that kicks on by motion detection. Everybody recorded on a Ring doorbell in one of these spots, they all share something in common. Every insurance commercial that shows how your car's replaced after it's stolen or vandalized. Every single vandal, potential thief, potential rapist, potential murderer in every single commercial is a white male. White males do commit those crimes. Absolutely. White males rape. They kill, not all of them, but some. That, you know, it happens. There'll be a white male rape somebody today in America, I promise you. They'll break into houses. They'll break into cars. But not every damn one of them is going to be white that's broken into, that breaks into a car or rapes somebody or kills somebody. But in the commercials, they always are. They always are. You know why? You put a black man in a commercial and no one will buy a Ring thing ever again. No one will buy your security system. Your insurance company will go out of business. Because there's a double standard in this country. You're allowed to trash Whitey. You're allowed to trash Whitey. You're allowed to write things on Twitter about how whiteness, the smiling face of whiteness, hides a knife behind its back. And that they're going to use the knife against you anyway, even if you give them what they want. Usually. You're allowed to say that in America. You're not allowed to say it about any other group. I said it the other day, and I'll say it again. I took heat. Someone called and complained to the station. I'll say it again. If you wear a shirt that says Asian Pride, people will come by and go, yeah, man, Asian Pride. And you'll be like a liberal hero. If you wear one that says Black Pride, you'll have, you know, fellow black folks giving you fist bumps and high fives and shaking your hand and patting you on the head and hitting, you know, butt slap. Yeah, Black Pride. You wear one that says White Pride. See what happens. You'll lose your job. You'll be shamed on social media. You'll be branded a racist. Even your white friends won't associate with you, much less your black friends. It's just a part of being in America in the 21st century. You have to accept it and move on. But this calling every white person a potential smiling face of white people aren't allowed to smile anymore, apparently. Not according to the University of Pennsylvania.
White people can't smile anymore. They all look like they had a stroke on their face up there anyway. White people can't smile. Try not to sleep around. If you don't expect too much from me, you might not be let down. Cause all I really want to be with you. Feeling like I matter too.
What do you
Get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes. Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV. Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did. All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
All right, guys, 7 minutes left till the top of the hour here. My friends at ASE Credit Union want you to get by there. Get by one of their 9 convenient locations right here in the River Region. Open an account. Starts with a free checking account. That's where it starts. It starts with the absolutely free checking account. And then you can expand from there into the other benefits ASE Credit Union has to offer. But if you're tired of paying $5, $10, $15 a month, it's the beginning of the year. You know, you're trying to clean out your budget and make sure you're not wasting money. You know, great thing to do is cancel all those subscriptions that are costing you $3, $5, $7, $8 a month, including your bank. Bank is a four-letter word around here. Bank. Go to the credit union. Go to ASE Credit Union when you get the opportunity. The ASC Credit Union, man, absolutely free checking. 100% absolutely free checking. And, you know, hey, from there you get benefits like low interest rate credit cards, low interest rate loans on automobiles, new and used, commercial lending, all kinds of stuff. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations around the River Region. They love News and Views listeners. So let them know you heard it here. They might give you the wink and the gun. Actually, a finger gun in a bank is a bad idea. Don't do that. Don't give it. If they give it to you, don't give it back. It can be viewed as hostile. Might end up in prison. Get by there when you get a chance. Federally insured by NCUA, equal opportunity lender. BuzzFeed has finally figured out. You know what? I was going to play something. Let me see if. No, I'm not going to play it. It's 4 minutes. That's too long. I don't do clips. If I can avoid it, I don't do clips. BuzzFeed has figured out what so many people have wondered. This is their, you know, they had this horrific day the other day where BuzzFeed News reported that Michael Cohen had told the special counsel that Trump directed him to lie under oath. And within 24 hours, every news organization in the world was analyzing when will Donald Trump be impeached. Not if. But when will Donald Trump be impeached? This is an impeachable offense. This is what impeachment is. I had my kids the other day, 2 of my children on the same day, ask me what the word impeachment means. This is the 10-year-old and the... Oh, gosh. Don't hold it against me, Clara. Whatever she is, you're old. How old is she? See, she was born in 09. So she would be 9. No, she would be, 9 years old. She'd be 9 years old. They both asked me, the 10-year-old and the 9-year-old, both asked me what impeachment meant. That's how ubiquitous the term impeachment was after BuzzFeed reported that Michael Cohen was directed by the President of the United States to lie under oath. And then the next morning, the special counsel's office, impeachment speech was so thick. The special counsel's office had to come out and say, nah, that's not true. We don't have any evidence of that. So BuzzFeed tries to redeem itself. And here's what they did to try to redeem itself. This is their big story from yesterday. You're going to hear about it if you watch MSNBC and CNN, if you follow any liberal blogs, if you get on Reddit, if you get on any left-leaning area, even Fox News, left-leaning from time to time, most of the day. If you get on any of that, you'll find BuzzFeed's latest hit, the big story. Are you sitting down? It appears. Now, I don't have independent confirmation of this. I have not yet dug up independent confirmation of this. But according to BuzzFeed News, prior to becoming president of the United States, Donald Trump was in the business of building large buildings around the world. And he would put his name Trump on top of it. I know you're probably shocked to learn this. I know you probably didn't know this. I myself did not. I find myself beside myself at this moment. I had no idea. Donald Trump apparently was in the building business. And he built buildings in other countries around the world. And as part of building buildings, you would have to send out a letter announcing your intentions to potentially build a building so that the local government would know whether to approve such a project. You would have to tell them specs, like about how tall your building was going to be, how many rooms it was going to have, what it was going to be used for. I know this probably shocks you. And several of you in the audience right now, many probably, who voted for Donald Trump, probably are questioning whether or not you wish you could take your vote back. I myself went through that last night when I read the BuzzFeed article. You telling me Donald Trump built buildings and his company would send letters to foreign governments announcing their intentions to potentially build a building and soliciting feedback on whether the foreign government would be interested in such a building in their city? What? What? That's not possible. Nevertheless, BuzzFeed publishes new Trump Tower Moscow documents. Unbelievable. In their new report, BuzzFeed claims Trump Tower Moscow idea was, quote, led by Trump's then-lawyer Michael Cohen and his associate Felix Sater. Despite writing in BuzzFeed in November that Sater both thought of and spearheaded the idea, turning to Cohen to get it off the ground. BuzzFeed has now contradicted BuzzFeed's own reporting from 2 months ago. This was after Mueller had to contradict the reporting from 2 days ago, 3 days ago. BuzzFeed's a wreck. BuzzFeed's a wreck. Anyway, I cannot believe for the life of me that this is the big piece. Guys, this hour of the program brought to you in part by our good friends over at Midtown Pizza Kitchen. That's hour number one. This is brought to you by our good friends over at Alabama Home Mortgage. Alabama Home Mortgage. If you've never bought a house because you're scared of the process and you think, I'd rather just rent than have to go through all that paperwork and closing a loan, and I'm telling you, pick up the phone. There is a difference in mortgage lenders. 567-4223. 567-4223. You can fill the whole application out online. ALAHomeMortgage.com.